AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Five people have been charged in connection with the death last year in Los Angeles of Friends star Matthew Perry.
A live-in assistant, various go-betweens, two medical doctors, and a major source of drug supply known as, quote, the ketamine queen.
Perry died from a ketamine overdose. Ketamine is a powerful anesthetic that sometimes is used to treat chronic pain and depression. Los Angeles District Attorney Martine Estrada says the five were Perry's suppliers.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry. But they did it anyway.
Two of the five, including Matthew Perry's assistant, have pleaded guilty already. A third person has agreed to plead guilty. International mediators are holding a new round of Israel-Hamas ceasefire talks. National Security spokesman John Kirby says there is a lot of ground to cover.
The resumption of these talks is an important step. And in the lead up to this meeting, we'd already narrowed some gaps. Today, we are focused on the details of the implementation of the agreement.
Hamas leaders have expressed doubt about the U.S. ability to work out a deal. Former President Donald Trump invited reporters to his New Jersey golf club for his second news conference in as many weeks as he adjusts to a newly energized Democratic ticket. After cancellations in Austria because of a security threat, Taylor Swift fans are in London. Her Eras Tour continues at Wembley Stadium tonight. Lexi Whalen will be there.
We came from Minnesota. We went to Vienna.
Yeah.
That show was canceled, so now we're here.
Swift ticket prices are hitting thousands of dollars on unregulated sites. His publicist says Peter Marshall has died. He was the original host of the TV game show Hollywood Squares in the 60s and 70s. Peter Marshall was 98. This is AP News. Donald Trump's defense team is asking a judge to delay sentencing in his hush money trial until after Election Day. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Todd Blanche, an attorney for former President Donald Trump, has written to the presiding judge suggesting it would be election interference if the sentencing date takes place as scheduled on September 18th. Judge Juan Merchan is expected to rule 2 days before that on whether the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity will affect part of the hush money conviction. And the lawyer repeats the claim the judge has a conflict of interest because his daughter works as a Democratic political consultant. Trump was convicted in May of falsifying business records to hide a deal before the 2016 election to suppress claims from porn actress Stormy Daniels that they had had a sexual encounter. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.